it's important to point out that from the indicators and the polls, it's showing that it's very, very finely balanced, that it's, you know, on kind of 50-50. I know last week when I met a number of Irish people in London, it was very much a case that momentum was with the Leave side. But I think since then, there has been a change. I don't think momentum came on either side in the last few days, but it's very much in the balance now, and certainly it will be to do with turnout, and it's down now to the electorate.
It is a hugely important day for both Irish and British citizens, particularly, I suppose, here for people in the Northwest and border counties.
Yeah, I think even no matter what the result is going to be a close of poll tonight, I think it, you know, it is going to be divisive, even if the decision is to remain. I think a lot of questions has been raised about, for example, immigration and a number of issues to do with the European Union. Now, you can look at that negatively or positively. I think it can be looked at positively too, where there are weaknesses. It's important that they need to be addressed. But on the other hand, if the decision is to leave, I think it throws up a number of unknowns, certainly a number of unknowns from a border point of view, certainly from our own county point of view. We just don't know, and I think that's the message that didn't really get out there when, you know, the debate was ongoing. It became very focused on immigration, but the real issue at stake here is that we're going into, if the decision is to leave, we're going into unknown territory, and there are a series of unknowns that nobody really can put their hand on their heart and say what the outcome's going to be, because there'll have to be a lot of negotiation. It will be the European Union deciding what type of a border, whether it's a light presence or a heavy presence. We just don't know. So that's, you know, the series of unknowns that may come out. But I would be of the opinion that after close of poll today, that the result will be marginal. But I know from the interaction that the Irish community throughout England in particular have been very engaged in this debate, and I think they're going to have a say. There's a figure of about 600,000 Irish people living in the United Kingdom, and certainly that may swing in the favour of the stay, but that's ultimately a decision for the electorate today.